We hear from the Small Catechism on the Lord's Prayer, the introduction and the first petition. Our Father in heaven. What does this mean? With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he's our true Father and that we're his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask him as dear children ask their Father. Hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity. And we, as the children of God, also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. We're given this wonderful gift of the Lord's Prayer from Jesus himself. Unlike the vain babbling of the hypocrites, Jesus tells us, who think that they're heard by their many words, this prayer that Jesus gives has us asking our Heavenly Father to provide for everything that we need, even though he already knows everything that we need, even before we ask. So this prayer is given to us that we may be confident that what we pray is exactly what God himself would have us to pray. As Luther tells us in the Large Catechism, there is no nobler prayer to be found on earth, for it has the powerful testimony and assurance that God loves to hear it. God, who is our Father, invites us to this prayer. To pray as his blessed children, who are adopted into his family through the work of his Son, our Lord Jesus, who has given himself for our sins and has become our brother through his coming into the flesh and dying as our substitute. We heard in Hebrews chapter 2, therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Not only do we pray to God as our Father, as his beloved children, but Jesus, who has become our brother and our high priest, prays and intercedes for us always. We pray then with the assurance and the confidence in faith, believing that our Lord will hear us and answer us when we call upon him. We're given in this first petition to ask that God's name be kept holy in us and among us. God himself alone is holy, and we aren't asking him to be what he already is. That's not what this means. But this petition is for us. It's given for us, for our families, for our church, for our government, and for all the earth. It is for us to extol the name given to us in holy baptism. It is to acknowledge that in our sinful flesh, we don't keep his name holy, but rather we misuse and even profane this name, this one given to us. But in asking, hallowed be thy name, we plead for God to help us to honor his name by honoring his word, both in what we say or teach and in how we live. It's the fulfillment of the second commandment to not misuse the name of the Lord, but instead, as the Catechism explains it, we should fear and love God so that we may not curse, swear, use witchcraft, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. So we pray to speak his gospel in this petition, in all of its purity to one another, so that we would speak his word of all sins forgiven on account of Jesus, these words of reconciliation to our families, to one another, to our neighbors, and as well for the church to teach his word rightly and in all its purity. And in this, we also ask for God to repent us and any false teachers who speak false doctrines or false liturgies, that they would speak our Lord's doctrine, his gospel, in all their teaching and living. And in all of this, we ask that it would begin with us. This petition is also our confession that we too often and regularly believe falsely. And as we know, so many all around us preach and believe falsely, false things, and so they attack, persecute, and suppress this gospel and pure doctrine that the Lord gives. But Luther reminds us of this in the Large Catechism. Likewise, this petition is for ourselves who have the word but are ungrateful for it and fail to live according to it as we ought. If you ask for such things from your heart, you can be sure that God is pleased. For there's nothing he would rather hear than to have his glory and his praise exalted above everything else and his word taught in purity, cherished, and treasured. So in this petition, we proclaim with the psalmist, like we sang earlier in Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And we ask this of a loving heavenly Father who gives his promise to hear us and to answer all of our prayer. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. Psalm 55. And Jesus tells us, ask, and it will be given to you. For everyone who asks receives. Matthew 7. So we pray certainly with the very words that he himself gives to us, knowing that our Lord hears our cry for help and answers us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.